Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, clearly we're setting the tone for this show to just be off the rails. You didn't even play the right music coming in.
You can't handle a crowd?
I can't handle a crowd.
No, I'm just saying. Yo, you want to go back in the dark ages?
You'd have probably ran everybody.
You'd have probably ran everybody away.
You're
rejecting it, right?
I mean, this is ridiculous. Who wants to hit? This is,
so
you know what time it is.
Canine Nation
when people's
following you.
When people look at their calendars and they realize it's Thursday at 4 o'clock, there's a certain group of people that wake up. There's a certain group of people that go, oh, my God, he's back. And what we're doing right now, we done wasted 2 minutes already. We got a lot of stuff to get to. This is a serious level program. Yesterday I wasn't in it. I'm filling in for Chris Russell. Now I'm back on track. And you know what you didn't mention to all these people out there? And I'm going to get my Venmo out. I'm giving my Cash App out. I'm giving my Apple Pay out. I turn 28 years old tomorrow. So that moniker that I go by, because I am in charge.
Yeah, those
other two in the room are young too. It's the in charge part that I really hit on. You could DM me, ask me for my Cash App, my Venmo. I mean, you all should see what's going on the other side of the glass. Hey, man! Yo! Hey, you funny as hell, bro. Hey, get Doc down that church. Hey, man. Hey, Doc, I paid to see you back in the day, man. Hey, Doc, was fine. Give it a man. Ain't no music on no more, look. Hey. Oh, man. This is going to be a good one. Look, you said you was rushing to the car. You wouldn't miss nothing. So you wanted to get in on the first sack, but that's what you want to do. Man, I can't even lie, man. Doc Cali, cool, boy. Woo! Some of the stories that Doc has told me about his earlier years here in the DMV, I couldn't even share on the air. Anytime you're in a nightclub situation with the king of DC, John Thompson, and the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, you're somebody. He got some stories to tell. I don't know if you'd heard some of. Hey man,
was he posing as Michael Jordan?
Was he posing?
Hit the ball.
You're Jonah. Wow.
No, I'm joking.
What's up, man? I'm glad you're back in the saddle, which has been a little while. We haven't done this thing in a little minute.
It's been over a week, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Less than a week. It's been 6 days.
6 days.
Yeah.
How are you, man? See you suited and booted today.
Oh yeah, you already know.
What you got going on?
I have a birthday dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, another Scorpio. That's what you know.
Yeah.
We get. Oh, he's going on. You gonna go on a date?
Yeah, he's going on a date.
You can't play around like that on this program. We got all types of age groups and all types of men's and women's listening. So
yeah.
You don't want to.
Hey, look, she might be listening.
I hope she is listening. If she listens, let me tell you this. Run the bill up.
Hey, yo.
Be honest with you. If you've seen the way Slim walked in here today, you should be able to run the bill up. No problem.
Have you ever heard of dining and dashing?
Back in Bethany, West Virginia, 2019, it's the last time I dined and dashed from Fusion Hibachi in Steubenville, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
was amazing.
I've never done it.
So this is being a young.
Today might not be a bad day.
This is just being a dumb young college student. Dine and Dash at the spot we always went to, which was stupid. But this was like, well, this is going to be our last time here because we're about to go back home. Graduation coming up. It was 2020 then. Was it 2020? I think it was 2020. And we decided that we were going to dine and dash. And obviously the police got called. And while the police came up, and mind you, being a black man in West Virginia, being accused of dining and dashing, you gotta think about my safety for a second. The police comes up to the back window. I had to use the bathroom so bad. And I know a lot of you out there have never had any sort of, and I'm not bragging on this. This was just, I'm turning 28 tomorrow, so it's a perfect time, I guess, to reflect on things that I've done in my younger years. Man, the police officer comes up to the back window. I had to pee so bad. I hopped out the car. I felt like I gave him a scare. I don't think he believed me. Let's just say this. It didn't all make it onto the concrete. That's how I would put it. It was a rough, rough day. How did we get the show back on track? I know once he was in here that we were taking a detour.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be honest, this is why we need to be on video. Did you see him, Slim?
Nah, he was moving and grooving.
Hey, man, then the music turned off, and he kept
going.
Man. We got a lot to get to. Per usual, we'll have a guest or two stop by the program. Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, going to join us to give us the latest on the 49ers. We didn't even really talk about the 49ers, I ain't going to lie. I wanted to catch up with him because obviously he's been covering the Niners for 31 years. So there's really no better person to get some insight on Commanders General Manager Adam Peters and from Matt Maiocco. We talked about Adam Peters and, you know, how involved he was in the draft process in San Francisco. We also talked about new Commanders defensive end Drake Jackson. Drake Jackson activated off of the injured reserve list. They opened up his 21-day practice window earlier this afternoon, and he practiced today actually in a limited capacity. So we'll get the skinny on what fans can expect from Drake Jackson when he is activated as well. That coming from our guy, Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. We also got to hear, so this is weird, right? I thought they would make DQ speak twice since he's the defensive coordinator now. We only heard from Cliff Kingsbury today. We'll let you hear from Cliff coming up here momentarily because, and you know, I've been saying this, and I don't know if people read into it much. People probably just think I'm trying to start something. The mood of Cliff in these pressers here recently, it's been interesting. That's how I would describe it. Always forthcoming, brutally honest to a fault, I would say. And the stuff we heard from him this afternoon, which we'll let you hear in a second, one thing in particular that he said relative to why the team does not play under center more is definitely something that we're going to discuss because I know all of us here are looking at this Commanders offense, and obviously they've dealt with injuries. Obviously, they've had execution issues, as Cliff has had. Look, Cliff ain't had no qualms about saying it each and every time he speaks, we don't execute. He always says it, and he's right when he says that. Got a couple numbers on this Commanders offense that really speak just to how, you know, poorly they've been executing here throughout the first 10 weeks of the season. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn as well. I mentioned Drake Jackson getting activated off of injured reserve and is going to officially have that 21-day practice window opened up. He was not the only Commander to have that 21-day practice window opened up. They also opened it up for Will Harris, who they're calling it an ankle injury. It was like a fractured fibula or tibia earlier in the year.
Yeah, fractured fibula.
Fractured fibula. So he practiced the last 2 days in a limited capacity. I doubt he makes his debut coming up this weekend. We will see. He is not officially even ruled out by Dan Quinn, but just knowing how they've handled other guys coming off of injured reserve. Well, here's the thing. When Jonathan Jones came off of IR, he played that very game in Dallas in which he was eligible to play. Now that I'm thinking about it. They activated him immediately. So we'll see if we see either Drake Jackson or Will Harris coming up this weekend. The Will Harris thing is interesting to me because a lot has been made, and I'm not calling nobody bluff, a lot has been made of like his importance to the communication in the secondary. And, you know, I think, was it Monday night or was it Sunday night? I think Miss Candy Waller of Bowie TV reported that Will Harris had a headset on and was on the sideline and was part of the communication and talking on the headset to Joe Witt, to Dan Quinn, trying to help guys get lined up and so on and so forth. So his impact, it feels like that injury to them, let them tell it, it didn't get talked about enough. And just the significance of not having him. So if they're able to get him back anytime soon, obviously that is a huge boost for the Commanders. The rest of the injury report is as follows. And what do you make of this? We'll get an update here coming up in a second, actually, on old Terry McLaurin, because DQ updated us yesterday. But he's listed as a DNP the last 2 days. They haven't officially ruled him out yet, though. Like, why has he not been ruled out?
I mean, I'm not going to put too much stock into it, but
it's weird to me. Because I think he could have just – if I'm not mistaken, and we'll hear from him coming up here in a second, but he low-key has already verbally ruled him out. I don't know why he's not being ruled out on the injury report, though, but he's out there working with trainers. He's been on the side field doing some stuff. We'll see when he is able to come back. New participant on the injury report, Ben Sinnott with an ankle. He was limited today. And we'll talk about Ben Sinnott and the rest of that 2024 draft class as we roll throughout. But speaking of Terry McLaurin being down, not only is he down, Treylon Burks has already been ruled out. And he actually, and we didn't get to talk about this, if there was one bright spot over the last 2 weeks, I would say, it's been Treylon Burks. He's made some big catches, and he's shown some flashes and some of those traits that made him a top 15 pick a couple of seasons ago. I actually think he is somebody that they should be trying to get a deal done with now to ensure his services for next year. Because I think as we go into this offseason, and unfortunately we're getting there a lot quicker than we anticipated, surrounding Jayden Daniels with more talent is, we went over this last week, if it's not number one, it's number two on my list in terms of what needs to happen coming up this offseason. They got to surround him with talent. I think Treylon Burks is a good complementary piece for this wide receiver room. And if you think about Burks and Terry, you're going to have to do some things at receiver, running back, and tight end this offseason to help out Jayden Daniels and, you know, ensure that he's able to have a bounce back year number three.
All right, this will be my only pushback to the Treylon Burks getting a deal done. Mm-hmm. The guy hasn't played in 16, 17 games.
I'm saying a one-year extension.
I mean,
don't let him hit free agency.
But I feel like this is a situation, similar situation to Noah Brown. Like, you got to stay on the field. Like,
you got to earn it.
He played two games, and now he's missing a game because of a finger. Like, I'm just saying, again, three, 4 years in the league, he has not played 16 games. At the most, he's played 11. It's just, you know, I would, you know, move a little caution just because you said this is a guy that had, you know, injury history and we're
this is number one problem, clearly, because I think.
But I do like what I've seen so far out of him. I can't lie.
We don't have nothing like that in this receiver room. Speaking of the receiver room, they've been battered. Like, when you really put it under the microscope, like, damn. Terry, Noah, Debo's been in and out. Luke gone for the season. Treylon Burks, who you brought in, is now hurt. They had to call up Jacoby Jones off of the practice squad. He is an active member of the 53 right now. I would assume River Craycraft. First of all, I don't know if you see the picture of the surface of him. He's wearing the number 48, man. Like, come the hell on, dog.
As a receiver?
As a receiver, bro. It's nasty work.
Wow.
But that shows you how down bad we are right now at wide receiver, and I can't believe how banged up they are. We're going to talk about it in the 5 o'clock hour, things we're most excited to see down the stretch here, because, as Ant will tell you coming up here momentarily, winning is not at the top of that list. But Jalen Lane, man, is going to have another massive opportunity coming up on Sunday. When you think about their starting trio of wide receivers, it's going to be Debo, Chosen Anderson, Chris Moore, and then I would assume you're going to see some Jalen Lane sprinkled in there. Big-time catch last week against Detroit. And I'm glad that, you know, they've continued to stick with him as he has struggled. But the more and more I think about it, man, and we're going to get into Cliff Kingsbury coming up here in a second. I want you to line up on the phones here in this 4 o'clock hour with this at 301-230-0980. Give me a grade for the offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury through 10 weeks. And do you think he should return as Washington's offensive coordinator next year? He has been hit hard at wide receiver. The team has been hit hard at wide receiver. The more and more I think about it, though, in terms of how hard they've been hit, doesn't it make it a little bit more baffling that they haven't made more of a concerted effort to run the football in a just in terms of having more heavy personnel? It's going to be interesting to see. 301-230-0980 is the number. Just getting rolling here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. When we come back, we'll let you hear from the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, and then you can begin to line up on the phones with this. What grade would you give Cliff Kingsbury through 10 weeks here in his second season here in the nation's capital? And do you think he should return as the offensive coordinator next year? We'll chew on that next. Is the Team 980.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back in the saddle here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Taking a look at the Washington Commanders offense right here in this opening hour of the program. And specifically the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. I think when we look at this Commanders offense this year, they have not lived up to expectations. We were talking about it in the opening segment. I mean, they have been totally decimated at wide receiver this year. Let's take a look at the Commanders offense here real quick by the numbers. They're 18th in the National Football League in terms of yards per game. In terms of points per game, they're 22nd at 22 points per game. In terms of offensive touchdowns, they actually rank, it says they rank 11th, but there are three teams tied at 28, and then there are two teams tied at 26. So they're somewhere in the top 10 when it comes to total touchdowns this year. And it's been a group that honestly has been hit or miss. I think their rushing numbers early on really colored the picture and made things seem a little bit better than what they actually were. Looking at their passing game here in particular, they ranked 26th in the NFL in terms of passing yards per game. In terms of passing yards per play, they rank in the top 13. So it's not like it's been totally bad offensively. And when you think about it, right, I said it in the opening, like Cliff has been dealt. That's why I want to have this conversation, because I'm curious as to how folks feel about this. I feel like Joe Witt has gotten a lot of the blame on defense, rightfully so. I get it. It's who you guys have chosen to blame. I get it. I'm not going to continue to rehash that. But on the offensive side of the football, this offense has not lived up to expectation this year. Point blank, if we're being honest about, in the best way that I could put it, when we had conversations back in July and August about why this team could replicate last year's success, those convos started and finished with this being a top 5, top 10 offense in all the National Football League. Like, that's what it was. That was the big reason why we felt good about what they had offensively. But through 10 weeks here, like I just mentioned, it hadn't been all peaches and roses, right? I will say this in terms of evaluating Cliff Kingsbury. I think he has been dealt a tough deck of cards as an offensive coordinator. When you talk about your quarterback being in and out of the lineup, when you talk about your top weapons being in and out of the lineup, I think it is a valid, you know, explanation as to why this offense has clearly regressed here in year number two. Here is Cliff earlier today on just how challenging this season has been for him as an OC. I definitely put that on your
list. It's been interesting. There's no doubt. And I think, it started in the spring, just trying to figure out who was going to be up, who was going to be playing, who was healthy. And so as coaches, our job is to maximize who we have and try to score points and win games the best way we can. And so as a staff, it's been a unique experience. But I think every year you learn more and more about yourself as a coach, your team, and kind of how you want to do things. And we're just kind of going through that this year.
Look, I mean, he ain't wrong. Like, it has been tough. And notice, right? What did Cliff say? It started back in the spring. I don't like that. I'll be honest. I wish he was more like Joe Witt. Cliff going to get up there and really tell you what it is. I think Joe Witt has subtly made some excuses for why the defense has been the way that they've been. Every time you ask Cliff about this offense, he keeps bringing up the fact that they haven't had all of their guys on the perimeter and they've had guys in and out of the lineup. This is the National Football League, Cliff. Everybody's got to deal with this. Now, I will admit, he has been dealt a tough deck of cards, but I also feel like the players have kind of screwed him from an execution standpoint at times. And we'll talk about that as we roll throughout here. But my big problem with him, if there is one, I just don't know if he's adjusted well enough to the personnel challenges that he's been dealt with, I don't know how well he's adjusted to it. Because I'll say this, with your top three receivers consistently being out of the lineup, Terry and Noah have barely played at all. Debo's been in and out. You've had injuries behind those guys. As I said in the opening, don't you think it would make a lot more sense for them to maybe have a little bit of a philosophical change in approach and try and run the football a little bit more? And this is the thing. They run the ball at the fifth highest rate in the NFL. So, like, I get it. They are trying to run the ball, but I want them to lean into it even more, especially when you consider what they are missing right now on the perimeter. But I think, and we've given you these numbers several times here throughout the season, we'll update them here again real quick. Their biggest problem to me offensively is their inability to possess the football. They're not picking up enough first downs. They're not moving the chains enough. They're not, I guess this is the word I've been searching for here, they're not efficient offensively. They got guys that have made plays. They've generated some explosives. They haven't been totally horrible, right? But it hasn't been good enough. It hasn't been anywhere near that top five, top 10 expectation that I think we initially set for this group. Going into week number 11 here, they are 28th in the NFL in terms of time of possession, keeping company with teams like Miami, Tennessee, New Orleans, Cincinnati. It's not the type of company you want to be in, is what I will say. But we all know that their injuries at wide receiver, has definitely hampered what they've tried to do. Cliff Kingsbury spoke about some of the struggles that they've had at wide receiver with dudes being in and out of the lineup. Here's Cliff on the injuries at wide receiver.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. There's no doubt, especially when you have a guy like Trey who had worked really hard to rehab from an injury, to get his opportunity, make some plays, and kind of develop with us to have a setback. But he'll be back and just allows other guys to get a chance. And so far, like I said, guys have stepped up when called upon. We just have to be more consistent as a complete offense to make the plays when they count.
And when you think about that, the Treylon Burks thing, it almost makes it feel like the room is like snake bitten. Everybody that's played outside of Jalen Lane really has gotten hurt. Chris Moore's gotten hurt. Debo's gotten hurt. Noah's gotten hurt. McCaffrey's gotten hurt. Terry's obviously gotten hurt. They are snake bitten at that spot. I will give him that. But it goes back to what I said a moment ago. To me, like, we want you to line up on the phones with this at 301-230-0980. I'm asking you this. What grade would you give Cliff Kingsbury through 10 weeks of football, and do you think he should return as the offensive coordinator? When we're coming up with that grade, when we're answering that question, I really do think it's fair to Cliff. We got to look at everything. And I'm not trying to, you know, bake in excuses for him. But it is tough when your quarterback has been in and out of the lineup the way Jaden Daniels is. That is the number one, I think, problem with the offense. Right? They've had their execution issues. Right? They're not a very disciplined group, and we'll give you those numbers coming up here in a second. But when you think about how often Jaden has been in and out of the lineup, I do think Cliff, I'm not going to say deserves a pass, but definitely should be given some grace, because I don't care who you are as an offensive coordinator. You take away your team's starting quarterback and starting two wide receivers, you're going to have to change some things. You're going to have to, you know, go through some growing pains. You're going to have to, buzzword for the show today, make some adjustments. That is the area in which I feel like, you know what, Cliff, maybe you haven't made enough adjustments. I want to hear from you, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. What grade would you give Cliff Kingsbury through 10 weeks of football, and do you think he should return as the offensive coordinator next year? We'll take your calls on that when we come back. Plus, I'll tell you one damning statistic for this Washington Commanders offense that they have to improve down the stretch if Cliff is going to actually come back next year. That's next on the Team 980. It is a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, to take an inside look at Adam Peters and just how involved he was during the pre-draft process in San Francisco. Also ask Matt Maiocco about a certain somebody that was activated and had their 21-day practice window open today. Former second-round pick Drake Jackson. We'll see and talk about what type of impact he could have here down the stretch. Right now, though, taking your calls, if you're getting the busy signal, we got loaded lines, so keep trying us. Let's look at Cliff Kingsbury under the microscope here. What grade would you give Cliff Kingsbury through 10 weeks of football, and do you think he should return as the offensive coordinator next year? I told you I had a big number coming back out of the break. I would say this, if you're just now joining us, like, for me, I totally understand that Cliff has been dealt kind of a rough deck of cards, is how I would put it. He has not been dealt a great hand. When you think about injuries at quarterback, when you think about the injury at the skill position spot, like any offense would struggle when your starter is in and out of the lineup at quarterback. But my problem with Cliff is I think there's just been an inability to adjust to what he has on the field. And he kind of spoke to this earlier today. I know something that we all want to see him do more, especially with the injuries at wideout, is play with more heavy personnel, get under center, and really play behind the strength of this offense. That is this offensive line. Here is Cliff Kingsbury earlier this afternoon on playing under center versus playing in the shotgun.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of different things that come into play, but I think with Jaden starting off, comfort level more than anything. You know, we want to tailor the offense to what he is used to, comfortable with, and does the best. But you've seen certain teams have a lot of success under center. A lot of teams have had success in shotgun. So I don't think there's a right or wrong. I think it's, you know, playing to your personnel and maximizing what you want to do offensively.
So, and I know there's some numbers out there that I can't. Twitter's got this update to where the DMs are totally different now. I don't know if you peeped this on your phone. But there's some numbers out there that I sent to myself on just the top offenses in the NFL play under center a lot. There is a direct correlation. So what Cliff just said, if I'm keeping it 1,000, it's total hogwash. Because there is a direct correlation to offensive success in playing under center and how much you do it. But part of what Cliff said there was interesting. He basically, and tell me if I'm tripping here, basically was saying that, yeah, we don't play under center more because it's not something that Jaden Daniels is comfortable with. I think any time we've seen them go under center this year, and we saw it against Seattle more than any other team this year, they've had success with Jaden Daniels doing it. So I don't know. This is why I raised the question of, like, do you want him to return as OC? I think they need a personality adjustment on offense. I think they're too much finesse for me. I want more toughness. You have invested pretty significant capital in this offensive line by way of a Sam Cosmi extension, by way of a first-round pick for Josh Connerly, by way of giving up multiple draft picks to get a top five to top eight tackle in this league in Tunsil. And it just feels like we're not putting it on them enough, is the best way that I can put it. We need to lean into that group a lot more. And I would think, and this is why I'm so baffled by it, when you think about the injuries they've had at wide receiver, it would be in their favor to go more heavy personnel. It would be in their favor to lean into the big boys up front, but they just, for whatever reason, have not done it. And that's probably my biggest criticism of Cliff Kingsbury this year, his inability to adjust to the personnel after the injuries. So I also wrote here, well, Linnell, what's your biggest compliment to Cliff Kingsbury? I don't have one. If we're being real, and maybe you all can chime in on the phones with this too, and I'm curious to get your opinion. Like, if you were to, if somebody was to ask you straight up, like, they're from out of market and they're trying to get the skinny on the Commanders, and I ask you, what's your biggest criticism of Cliff, and what's the biggest compliment? I can't find the compliment.
I mean, I would say,
not to say that he's, like, terrible, but, like, yeah, it really goes into the thought process of, like, damn, what do we do well as an offense? Right now, nothing.
I mean, you got a good point. I would say the only thing I think I could say, it's sort of kind of a quarterback-friendly offense. I think when you look at Jaden, you look at Mariota, they've probably been the bright spots. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, getting receivers the ball, the run game, things of that nature, you know, there's been some hiccups. I would just I mean, it's not much credit to give Cliff.
And I found the numbers, bro.
Uh-oh.
These numbers crushed me, Young, because it's a direct correlation to what Cliff just said, and he's totally off base. The way to do it is to be under center. The top five teams in going under center this year, you ready? Seattle, the L.A. Rams, the Detroit Lions, the Buffalo Bills, the New England Patriots. That's the top five.
Some good offenses.
Some great offenses, ain't it? And it's not like those teams don't play in shotgun either. Like, those are the best offenses probably in football. From an efficiency standpoint, like, Seattle is the best offense. The bottom five. 28th, New Orleans. Yucky. 29th, the Bengals. Terrible. 30th, the Kansas City Chiefs. That's interesting, because they've had their hiccups this year offensively as well. If you saw them against Buffalo a couple of weekends ago, you see what I'm talking about. 32nd is the Atlanta Falcons at 6%. 31st is Washington at 7%. The teams in the bottom five have not had success this year. The teams in the top five have. It's very, very simple to me. This offense needs a personality change coming up this offseason, and the biggest change it needs is to get tougher. Less finesse, more punch you in the face, and I think that comes by way of getting under center more. What grade would you give Cliff Kingsbury through 10 weeks, and do you think he should return as the offensive coordinator? I know I've been blabbing. I'm going to get to your calls coming up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's waste no more time. 301-230-0980 is the number. What grade would you give Cliff Kingsbury through 10 weeks of football? And should he return as the OC here in the nation's capital? Foo! Oh, I can't click him up, man. Put up Foo. What up, Foo?
What's going on, now? How you been, man?
I'm cool and good, brother. Appreciate you calling, man.
So the grade I would give Cliff is a, considering all the context considered, I'd probably give him a C. Now, granted, like you had mentioned, Jaden being in and out is probably the biggest hindrance to him developing or sustaining any sort of success throughout the season. However, there are some adjustments that I feel like he could have made, especially in the run game, particularly using Chris Rodriguez more.
Yeah.
His running style, getting downhill, like creating more yards when the offensive line really started to get into that slump after the Chargers game, I think that could have helped sustain drives. You know, our defense just letting everybody go up and down on them, you know, that doesn't help in terms of the time of possession because the offense gets the ball, there's so much pressure on them
right.
just to stay in the game that you can't really stick to any sort of game plan when it comes to running the ball successfully. So I feel like there's a lot of mitigating factors, but there is one thing that I feel like mm-hmm. we should discuss. And if it's not obvious, I don't want Cliff to be back next year only because I think his offenses, you know, they're quarterback friendly, like you guys were talking about in the beginning. However, his tendencies are pretty consistent. Like when I'm watching the games, I'm like 5-6 out of 10 times I can call what type of play, you know, run pass or like – if I can see it, you know what I'm saying? The people that get paid and the professionals, I'm sure they see it, right? So there's that. I want a West Coast system. I want us to get under center. And I think we need an offense that can fully utilize Jaden's full talent. Like, he's not a baby. Certainly. He don't need no training wheels. You know what I mean?
For sure.
He needs to be slinging it like the Matt Staffords, like Sam Darnold's playing this year, like all the other top QBs. But before I go.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, so Adam Peters, in the last two drafts, they were really high on this RAS score, this relative athletic mm-hmm. score, right? But for some reason, our team plays slow. So that score, is that combine score a direct reflection of it not translating to football speed, or are the schemes that we're running not, you know, really taking advantage of their skill set?
I think it's a tremendous question. I think it's a tremendous question. I appreciate the call as always. I mean, yeah, we don't play fast. I'll tell you that. I do think we just lack team speed. Doc said this to me a couple days ago, and you know sometimes when Doc says something to me, just to be petty, I'll brush him off. He hit it spot on. He talked about the massive loss of Austin Ekeler and how much that really impacted this offense. He was like low-key their best run after the catch guy. He legitimately did not get tackled by the first defender. He was their best running back. So like that loss is huge, and I know the quarterback loss is huge as well. Drew is in Rockville. What's going on, Drew? How you doing, bro?
Hey, what's happening right now?
What's happening, my man?
I was complaining about Cliff before Jaden got hurt. So I'm going to give Cliff a C.
Okay.
Cliff is never going to adjust. If you watch Arizona games, you already know what time it is with him. This is who Cliff is. Doc was hitting it straight on the nail when he, what do you call him, the artist?
The artist formerly known as Cliff.
he, he hit it straight. Oh, Cliff is cute.
Yeah.
And that's who Cliff is. You know, it's when Cliff decides to run the ball. Yeah. So you can see where they get some momentum going. And then Cliff, you know, goes in that clipboard.
Yeah.
And then, hey, he's got to do this pass. He's got to do the screen pass, the wide receiver screen pass. He's got to do this whatever little something else he got going on. He's never consistent when it comes to running the ball because that's not who Cliff is.
It's so crazy because we could watch this, and I think watching it feels like it, but statistically, man, like they're running it at the fifth highest rate in the NFL. Like they,
no, but
it's the type of runs.
It's when. Yeah, it's when.
Yeah.
Like when we're watching a game with them, and a lot of the fans see this, you can see the momentum building with the run. You can see it. Like it looked like Bill's getting ready to break something off, or McNichols is getting ready to break something off, and Cliff say, "No, we're gonna throw six times in a row." And you see that happens all the time. I was complaining about Ben Sinnott not getting the ball. And then he gets the ball. Oh, and look, he scores a touchdown. Oh, look, he's faster than Zach Ertz. Who knew? You know, so it's certain things that I see with Cliff's offense. I just never believed that Cliff would be able to take Jaden to the next level.
That's a very interesting comment, Joe. I appreciate you as always. Got to let you go. That's interesting. Is Cliff the best guy to take Jaden Daniels to the next level? It's a very interesting comment. And I know Brian Daboll is now available, and a lot of folks have said, well, bring Daboll to D.C. I think we should focus on what Drew just mentioned. They got to try to maximize Jaden Daniels. I don't know if this current offense does that. It doesn't because there's not enough variance to me. And it's crazy because last year, even though they weren't under center a lot last year, there was more variance in the run game. How many times have we seen the multi-back sets this year? How many times have we seen Pony? Right? How many times have we seen the GT stuff? The counter. Like, it feels like their style of rushing is dumbed down a little bit is the best way that I could put it. Mel is in D.C. Mel, your grade for Cliff Kingsbury, and do you want him back next year as the OC?
I think he will be back next year. His grade will be a C+. I mean, I've coached, and I'm a lot older than you guys that are on the radio right now. I'm like Doc's age.
Okay. And look, we still welcome you, good brother.
Football. And let me just say this. There's a lot of factors that have gone into how the season has gone. Let's just keep it real. The Commanders took a gamble because they got to the NFC Championship game last year with what they had, and they figured, okay, we got Noah Brown, you know, we got Bobby Wagner. We got Zach Ertz. We got all these old guys. We got, you know, the trade that they made for Marshawn Lattimore, which was a failure. But they took a gamble that these guys would be healthy, but you can blame a lot of their lack of success on the fact they gambled and lost. The other thing is when you look at our talent versus the better teams in NFC, probably our roster is a C.
And I think, Mel, you're being generous with that. And we appreciate the call. We got to get to a bunch of more dudes. I appreciate you, Mel. I think Mel hits a tremendous point, though. And we've hit this point pretty often, too, and I'm glad that Mel brought it up. 100%, you can't argue with it. We had this conversation last week. There is 100% a talent disparity with this roster compared to the top teams in this conference. And I think you can point to the offensive side of the football with that. Look at Jaden's supporting cast. Look at Jaden's supporting cast. Where's the speed on this offense? And it's so crazy because I heard Kevin and Max talking about this earlier, just about Drake May and what he has been surrounded with and the speed that they have and Pop Douglas and Kyle Williams and Stephon Diggs and Mack Hollins. We couldn't bring in Mack Hollins. Mack Hollins is from round the way. I don't know how we couldn't have brought it. We could damn sure could have used the Mack Hollins on this team. But you look at the game breaker they got at running back with Travion Henderson. They had that in Antonio Gibson as well before he got hurt. So there's just been more of a concerted effort in New England through the first 2 years to really, you know, build a super strong supporting cast for Jaden Daniels. And I think that, you know, some of the blame can be pointed at Adam Peters because I don't think they've done a good enough job. But I go back to this. I still don't believe Cliff is adjusted well enough. If I'm going to give him a grade, I'd probably go C. Maybe C plus, depending on how I spin it. My number one problem, like I said, is just the lack of adjusting to the personnel after the injuries. And I know you are who you are, but it's your job as a coach to put your guys in the best position to succeed. And I don't think that is happening right now here in Washington. You should be going more heavy personnel. You should be going two and three tight ends. Not having Zach Ertz on the field as much, I also think, is something that would help this offense and take away their tendency breakers. They do not run the football when Zach Ertz is in the game because his ass can't block. They don't. And I also look at this, and maybe this is a Dan Quinn thing, because I think the defense is dealing with this, some of the same problems. They're not a disciplined group. They're just not. On both sides of the football, they don't play with much detail. This offense, and I pulled these numbers earlier, Washington's offense is the fourth most penalized offense in the NFL. And I think that's had a big part to do with their lack of success. Straight up. And I haven't given them to you today. I haven't updated them. But I'll look here real quick. It really plays into their third down numbers and why they've been, you know, what they've been on third down. And they're 19th right now. They've been as low as 30th in the NFL on third down. So when you talk about why this team is regressed and why they aren't where they were last year they were 6th in the NFL on third down. They were extending drives. They were playing with detail. You weren't seeing a bunch of penalties. And here we go. The Washington Commanders are the 10th most penalized team in football. Offensively, they are the fourth most penalized team in the NFL. So it is fascinating to me in terms of what is next for Cliff Kingsbury and this offense. And then more importantly, how are they going to finish here down the stretch? 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to run through your calls. Plus, we'll get into this. What are you looking to see down the stretch? What are the things that you're most eager to see down the stretch when it comes to this Washington Commanders football team? They got about a 1% via ESPN, a less than 1% chance to make the postseason. So for the next 7 weeks, playoffs shouldn't be on your mind. So what is? Your calls plus that next.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.